What a wonder! You are a wonderful person. Don't think you are a foolish individual, niggard and unwanted, nothing of the kind. The whole universe wants you because it is inside you. The whole universal ocean of potential existence prior to this creation of the universe is throbbing in your heart, through every cell of yours, through every bloodstream and vein. Why do you think that you are a little body? This ignorance must be removed, avidya as it is called. Assert yourself. The whole potential of what I want to achieve is here. It is just now and it is here. It is here and now, not tomorrow and not somewhere else. If this conviction is in you, the object what you are thinking of in your meditation will melt into liquid and enter into your bosom. Oh, you will be inundated. What I want has not only come near me, it has become, it has entered into the pore of myself. You dance in ecstasy. Mystics dance in ecstasy. They are not crazy people, because the whole thing is inside them. What they wanted as if it is external has melted down into the liquid of nectar of self-possession. They cannot contain this. All the saints, mystics, Mirabai, everybody, Tukaram, they are totally dancing. You think that some crazy people, nothing of the kind. The whole cosmos is vibrating inside them. Who can contain it? Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa used to say, do you know the example? When the absolute enters you, what happens? It is like a mad elephant entering a little thatched hut. The thatched hut will break into pieces. It will never exist afterwards. When the absolute enters you, we don't know what happens. That is why you are dancing at that time in ecstasy. So is the case with everyone who is able to imbibe the potential cosmic stuff appearing as a little tiny object, a kind of murti, a lingam, a pattern, and something that you are worshipping in a temple, in your puja room. No, they are not in the puja room, they are not in the temple. They are everywhere. The everywhereness of the object is the only cue for you to attain success in your meditation. But your doubts, no. There is no opponent in this world except doubt. Your conviction, ask and it shall be given, is the great saints saying. Ask and it shall be given. But your soul must ask, not your tongue and lip and all that. When that which is everywhere is speaking inside you, I want, and that which is everywhere must come to. And now it must come, not tomorrow. God does not take time to come to you. Big officials take time to come to you, because you say, come tomorrow. Yeah. There is no tomorrow. It is immediate, just now, eternal action. That is the capacity of even a little object of meditation, which you think as a tiny thing. What is there? So many years I am meditating, nothing comes out. How can something come out when you are basically cutting the ground under your feet by imagining that it is a utilitarian object and it has no connection with you? It is only an instrument. There are no instruments in this world. All are wonderful. Ashcharyavat kashyati paschate, ashcharyavat padati tathayava janya. Ashcharyam. The Upanishad and the Bhagavad Gita call this ashcharyam, wonder. You cannot call it by any other name. This object is a wonder. You are a wonder. And the way you want it is also a wonder. One who can tell you all this is a wonder. And the person who can receive it is a wonder. Everything wonder, all wonder, the whole world is a wonder of the beauty of God. You say the world is made up of horns, mosquitoes and snakes. Don't say like that. These are all something else masquerading in that form. The devil becomes the angel in 1 second, if it wants. Provided the externality, which is the only devil, is abolished and it is melted down into universality. This is a little foundational preparation of your mind that is necessary before you sit for meditation. You will find that in the very beginning itself, you feel happy. Happiness is the touchstone of success in meditation. If you see, it's all aching here, aching there, what is there, I'm boring, how much time passed, you go that seat, look at the watch, it did half an hour, 1 hour, let the meditation again go. Let me go for a walk. Wow, this is well, this is not, this will not work. This kind of thing. That which you want is just here in your hand. If this conviction is there, it is conviction, mumutshutva as they call it. That is what is going to give you success. If you want a thing, it must come. The whole thing is that all the qualifications are secondary. There is only one qualification, you want it. I want it and 100% I want it, it must come. Why should it not come? If you assert it, the whole world has to arrange itself and align itself in such a way that it must come at your feet. In the Chandogya Upanishad, in the 8th chapter, beautiful passages are there. When the soul attains this expanded mood, things are going to be there. Whatever it is, the past, present and future will melt into the present and come here. You should not say, this is not possible for me, I am a poor man. No, you are not a poor man, you are a very valuable person. You are the child of immortality, Amartasya Putra, says the Upanishad. You are the son of the eternal nectar, Amartasya Putra. This is how the Upanishad calls you. It does not call you the poor son of a poor father. No. The eternal father is represented in your eternal form, in the object of meditation, in the very process of your action. Even by hearing this, you must be immensely happy. Certain steps have to be taken. You must have some time to sit. When you are about to sit for meditation, other engagements must be set aside. Suppose you say, I have to catch a train after half an hour, then you should not do meditation at that time. Okay, you go, finish your work, then you go. Till tomorrow, I have no work. Then the mind will say, okay, let me sit. At least for another 6 hours, I have no work. Okay, all right, it will agree. But immediately you have got an assignment, then you should not sit for meditation. Your health is okay. And you have no ache in the body. You are satisfied for the time being. You have taken your bath. You feel fresh. The sun is rising in the east. You are facing it, seated in a fixed posture. You are taking a deep breath like this, and the energy of the sun through the air that pervades is entering into your nostrils. Like this, you breathe like this, expand your chest, and your lungs get expanded. Fresh air enters into you. Do a little bit of breathing. I am not telling you to do any kind of complicated pranayama. Deep inhalation with an expanded body like that. Throw your arms like this. Hold it for a second. Do it 25 times, 30 times. Energy will enter into you. Then close your eyes and do this technique that I have just now explained to you. And see how long you can go on thinking like this. After a few minutes, if you find that it is tiring, the mind is not catching, stop the meditation. You do like this. Then again start. The same meditation like that. After 10-15 minutes, you say you are again tired. Get up, walk. You be again sit in meditation. You feel drowsy, go inside the bathroom and splash your face with cold water. And then be refreshed. Sit again like this. Go on persisting, like the story of Robert Bruce. He was a Scottish soldier who was defeated so many times in war, and he was disappointed. He was sitting under a tree. What is the good of all this battle? Every time I am defeated. He was, this is a poem, Robert Bruce, you must have heard in younger days. He was looking like this, disappointed, and he saw a spider was trying to climb up. It went a little bit, fell down. It went up, again fell down. So many times it tried, little, it fell down. Finally, it touched the point. Oh, this is a lesson for me, sir. I have failed as many times as this animal, this spider has failed. He got up with a great conviction, I shall win, and he won victory. And the mind has to be drawn little by little, little by little, little by little. Like the work done by an intelligent wife of a husband who was in the Tower of London or some tower. He was imprisoned in a tower and she wanted that he should be released, but the authorities will not release him, they may even execute. So he was looking there far off and she was looking what to do. She thought what to do, very intelligent lady she was. She understood, oh yes, the method is there. What she did was, he caught hold of a beetle crawling like this. It has got two tentacles like this. What she did was, she smeared honey at the end of these tentacles and it started moving because of the smell of honey. It would lick it. But it cannot lick it because tentacles are projected outside. So it was moving further to the tail of that little beetle. She tied a very fine silken thread, the weight of which the animal, the creeper, would not know. She let it like this on the wall of the tower. It was going like this, little, because it wanted the honey. It never ending, it going on like that. It reached the top. She told, catch hold of that silken thread. Then afterwards she tied a little white thread which you are using in office to the pull it and the waist. Then afterwards he pulled a little sutri. Then find a rope. Get down, he said. And he simply came down from there. He succeeded. This is one interesting thing. How intelligent this lady is to bring that man down. This is how you have to resolve the very terrible thing in this mind. It will not listen to you, whatever you do. All right, I have heard everything, but it will say, the but comes in the middle. I have got so many problems, I have got family, mother, sick and all, anything. So many complaints will come. Let that be there, but you are going to get everything that you want. And don't you have the satisfaction of you are going to get what you want. Success is bound to come because the whole creation is the success of God's activity. Failure doesn't exist anywhere. Everything is beautiful. Always see beauty everywhere. Everywhere beautiful things. Everywhere is perfection. Everywhere grandeur. Everywhere the face of God is shining. Sarvatah Panipadam Tat Sarvadotri Shuromukam Sarvata Shrutiman Loke Sarvam Avritya Drishtati. What does Bhagavad Gita say? Sarvada Pani Padantat. Where is God? Oh, how far? Brahmaloka, beyond. No. Sarvada Pani Padam. Everywhere the feet and the arms of God are spread out like this. Wherever you touch, you will find the finger of God, or the arm of God, or the feet of God. Sarvada Vatshishrobhagam. Everywhere there is. You are seeing walls and bricks, no, they are eyes of God and heads of God. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sveta Purusha Sutta. Thousands of heads of your heads. Your heads are all part of the universal head only of their Purusha. The universal head is not somewhere else. These things, little things, the trees and mountains and rivers and what you are, everything, they are heads of that being only. Only you are imagining that they are outside, you are here. This outsideness is a curse, must be removed from consciousness. So, feel confident. What I want is just near at hand. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Great Christ mentioned. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Ananya chintayan doma yajana pariyupasati. It is the scriptural counterpart of this kingdom of heaven is within you. How is it possible? Kingdom is so big and you are so little. How is it possible? Yes, it is possible. With this conviction, look at this promise of Bhagavan Sri Krishna as an infinite being saying, cure yourself with me. It is my duty to take care of you. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'll tell you another story. I'll not bore you much. There was a poor Brahmin and believed in the value of this shloka. Everything will be given by God. No problem, no problem. He has promised, when I think of him, everything will come. But he was so poor. The wife and children were starving. He used to go and beg and bring some rice, commodity. And he went around. One day he could get nothing. Till morning to evening, he went. No, nothing of the kind. And next day, the children were crying. The wife was cursing. They were all dying. We are perishing today. But anyway, he said, what do I trust? I trust the war. The promise is there. Promise is there. 2 days, even 3 days, he was drying up. And he was also collapsing. Third, he said, this promise is faulty. No, God also tells lies. No. Those days, there was no paper. The scriptures were written on palm leaves. So Gita was on palm leaf. He took a nail and struck that shloka like this. Tore it. This shloka is false. I am dying. Everybody is perishing here. And where is this promise? But he went away from here. He didn't want to sit also. After some time in the evening, the story goes. One young boy brought a huge bag of some commodity and threw it on the veranda of the house where the lady was inside. Hey, she said, your my husband has brought so many treasures here. Yes, yes. Oh, so much. Oh, how many bags? Oh, wonderful today, how you got it? But that tongue of that boy was bleeding and what has happened? Your husband is a very angry fellow. Because I was a little late, he tore my tongue. He said, what kind of idiot my husband did? Afterwards he came back. You got no sense. He said, you tore the tongue of that little boy with whom you sent the ration. No, I have not said anything. No, I don't know. What are you talking? Here, looks. Oh, he cried like this, weeping like this. He cannot control himself. Oh God, what a sin I have committed by tearing your tongue. Oh, like this. This story of this Ananyas Chindayan Doma, Yajana Pariyavasne, Dhyanam Nityabhyutanam Yogachavam. Ask and it shall be given. Remember this statement of Christ. The great master is telling. Do you think they are really bluffing you? Ask it from the bottom of your heart. The other soul will respond immediately. The counterpart. This conviction, my dear boys, sit for meditation. And let meditation in this sense described be your be all and end all and your ultimate blessing. Hari Om Tat Sat.